I want to mention here that very often people mistakenly believe that egoistic feelings are negative and that one should have no ego at all. I think there are two types of ego, just as there are two types of desire. Of the two types of feeling of I, the feeling of the strong I that forgets about others' rights and in which one considers oneself more important than others is wrong. The other type of ego that makes one feel, I can do this, I can help, I can serve, is positive. This kind of ego develops tremendous determination in the people who possess it. For them, days, months, years are nothing. They count eons, not one or two eons, but millions, countless eons. Such an inconceivably long time does not discourage them. Nor are they discouraged by the countless sentient beings whose numbers are limitless. Their determination is to do something for an infinite number of sentient beings for an infinite period of time. Such unshakable determination is impossible without a strong, solid ego. That ego is positive. It is necessary, useful, and constructive. We must develop it. The other is the foolish ego, which disregards others' rights, forgets others, and wants to gain something by exploiting others. Now, with that kind of ego, ultimately, one will lose and suffer.